money and markets, the markets are trading sideways, sort of in a channel. This has the potential to go on for some time, particularly coming into the summer, which is a low point for both usually commodities and the stock market. We see the new head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, in the United States and in Europe, cheerleading and raising money for a new IMF bailout fund, calling the financial system fragile. Obviously, that's true, and it's why I and many other people in the markets expect more QE, quantitative easing from the Fed. We saw, to give you a sense, that the cash flows are getting meaner and tighter and meaner and tighter. We see the Vatican scold a Catholic nuns group for deviating from Vatican doctrine. It was quite surprising and shocking to many people in that community. Usually, there's been a long history in the Americas of the Vatican coming down on the nuns, and it's usually, I would say, an offense and or offensive tactic, and a lot of it has to do with controlling what are not insignificant resources and assets that the nuns have created or built up. So that's another sign to me that says this election year could get very dirty and things could get quite uncomfortable after the election. So the Vatican, a very aggressive move on the Vatican, a very political move, and one worth watching. Listening to the sort of NPR this week, I heard more slick propaganda on the election, on the national election, than I've heard in a long time. Now, I just happened to be listening to NPR, so I don't want to pick on them. I could have been listening to anyone on the political spectrum, and I'm sure I would have heard the same sort of slick, dirty stuff, all basically telling you but that you have no choice but to come back into the duopoly, you know, the McDonald's versus Burger King duopoly, and vote for one or the other. So on some of them, you're going to hear you have no choice. You know, Romney is at least better than Obama, or you have no choice to not vote for Obama because at least he's better than Romney. And you absolutely do have a choice. Don't listen or buy any of it. Feel free to vote for a third party, for an independent. For the last couple of presidential elections, I've voted for Ron Paul. I think before Paul was running, I voted at one point Kelly O'Meara, wonderful Washington reporter, and I voted for her brother. We just wrote Kelly O'Meara's brother in because we liked him so much and thought he would make such a great president. But refusing to play along with a duopoly is absolutely a power, so feel free to exercise it. Even more important, the state and local elections, I'm just going to keep beating this drum, wherever you are, particularly if you can turn out in the debates, discuss with your neighbors, give campaign contributions. You know, small campaign contributions strategically made along with participation in a local election can make an enormous difference. So I would really encourage you to realize that there's a lot you can do in the elections, and you can be very powerful. But so don't buy the fact that you've got to, you know, that one part of the duopoly is you're cornered inside of one part of the duopoly, because you just don't have to go back in.